Hi there, and welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading, titled Courage in Christ, was written by Katera Patton. Near the dawn of the 20th century, Mary McDowell lived worlds apart from the brutal stockyards of Chicago. Although her home was just 20 miles away, she knew little about the horrific labor conditions that prompted workers in the stockyards to strike. Once she learned of the difficulties faced by them and their families, McDowell moved in and lived among them, advocating for better conditions. She ministered to their needs, including teaching children at a school in the back of a small shop. Standing up for better conditions for others, even when not directly impacted, is something Esther did as well. She was the queen of Persia and had a different set of privileges than her Israelite people who'd been dispersed throughout Persia as exiles. Yet Esther took up the cause of the Israelites in Persia and risked her life for them, saying in Esther chapter 4, "I will go to the king, even though it is against the law, and if I perish, I perish." She could have remained silent, for her husband, the king, didn't know she was Jewish. But choosing not to ignore her relatives' pleas for help, she worked courageously to reveal an evil plot to destroy the Jews. We may not be able to take on massive causes like Mary McDowell or Queen Esther, but may we choose to see the needs of others and use what God has provided to help them. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Esther chapter 4, verses 10 through 17. Then she instructed him to say to Mordecai, "All the king's officials and the people of the royal provinces know that for any man or woman who approaches the king in the inner court without being summoned, the king has but one law, that they be put to death unless the king extends the gold scepter to them and spares their lives. But 30 days have passed since I was called to go to the king." When Esther's words were reported to Mordecai, he sent back this answer: "Do not think that because you are in the king's house, you alone of all the Jews will escape. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this?" Then Esther sent this reply to Mordecai: "Go, gather together all the Jews who are in Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my attendants will fast as you do. When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish." So Mordecai went away and carried out all of Esther's instructions. Let's pray. Dear God, please help us to see the people in need around us and give us the courage and the wisdom to help as you've equipped us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Tony Collier, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.